This is packets.
Thank you.
Confusing.
I've been asked to briefly discuss our policy on issuing building permits in incorporated towns and what we're trying to do to make that process a little smoother. First of all, I need to emphasize that we do need to require permits. We do the assessment in all towns for our tax purposes as well as that of the school districts. So it's imperative that we go into these towns and we do our own assessment. The process that we use differs greatly from what these individual towns are using. So we couldn't take their information and apply it to our files. So having said that, we've tried to come up with ways to make it more convenient for people, particularly those who reside in towns that don't use our building code services. If they don't use our building code services, we can handle a building permit through the mail. We are in the process of developing an application for a building permit, which can be accessed by way of the internet to make it more convenient. We also offer these permits to folks in the county for construction that, again, does not require building code involvement or if it does not require planning and zoning involvement. So if someone's doing interior remodeling on a house, they can get a permit from us through the mail.
Shed?
Sheds require planning and zoning approval for setbacks. We can handle those through the mail. We can place the setbacks on them, mail them back to them. We like to make contact.
Don't do it, but we could, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. But right now, you go to planning and zoning for a shed permit.
You come to the permit counter, and we put the zoning information on it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about the town gives them a permit themselves?
Most towns do issue permits.
Like, I am going to use Seaford because that's where this probably where this come from. I was approached by a fellow that went to Seaford and got a permit for a shed. I think it was a few bucks, 20 bucks or something, and then had to come back to Georgetown and get another permit. It cost him about $7 to come, plus a half day off for his permit. What I was wondering is, how can we eliminate that problem there? Just those little things like that.
That's why we're going to try to do this through the mail and through the internet, so that someone doesn't have to come to Georgetown from the town of Seaford to get a permit.
Well, would we need necessary to inspect that building and see it's got the right setbacks?
Now, we don't check it for setbacks in the city of Seaford, but we do assessment on sheds that are of a certain size. We do assessment on certain types of fences. Fancy vinyl fences that a lot of people are using for residential purposes increase the value of a property. We place a value on that for assessment purposes, so we do need to see those. But again, we're trying to make it as simple and as easy for folks as we can by handling it through the mail. We're going to meet, either I or someone from my staff will meet with each town. We're going to provide them with a handout to give to everybody who gets a town permit, making them aware of the fact that they need to get a county permit, and by simply making a phone call to this number, we can help them through the process without having to come to Georgetown.
In the past, they could not do that, right?
In the past, they couldn't do that.
That's what he explained to me. He said, for a simple shit, I had to come to Georgetown, take time off work.
Right, and we've done this for some time now, but a lot of people are not aware of it. Some of the towns were not aware of it. So we're gonna start right with the towns themselves and make them aware of what we're doing, have them give out the information as they issue their permits, and we think we can alleviate a lot of the traffic coming in here and make it simpler for the property owner.
Well, I could see maybe if they had a $100,000 house or a couple hundred thousand dollar home, maybe that'd come a little bit. But for a simple shed that's 8x10 or something, another. After Seaford had assessed them and everything else, it seemed like Seaford could have handled, helped us out on that.
Even for a house, if it's built in the city of Seaford, they won't have to come to Georgetown to get a permit. We're going to handle that, even the big projects.
Eddie, would would alleviating some of these things, like you're talking about fences, some fences add value, some fences don't. And I would dare say most people when they're putting up fences don't even realize they need a permit. And unless they're picked up somewhere in another, is there a possibility we can eliminate some of these so we, it's hardly worth it. I mean, what kind of money do we get off a permit for a fence? A couple hours?
We don't get a great deal of money.
I know that.
But the problem is that I'm required by state statutes to be uniform and consistent in how we do assessments. And if I draw a line and say at this point forward, we're not going to take in consideration fences and sheds and things.
You'd have to go back and drop it off the others?
You may be paying taxes on a shed that you're suggesting someone in the future may not have to pay. That's the situation I'm in.
But on our assessment rolls or on your assessment information, you do have, like, you got the main house and you got all these things you assess.
All the stuff.
So it is possible that if it was determined that fences shouldn't be assessed, maybe we could eventually over a period of time pull those out possibly or something, right?
We could do, but keep in mind we've got 160,000 parcels in this county that somebody would have to.
It is an agriculture fence. That's not assessed.
It's not assessed,
okay.
No.
Okay.
A farmer doesn't have to pay for his fence, but I do.
Farmer doesn't have to get a permit for a fence.
There is something wrong with that.
There is something. Sam's got you again.
There is something definitely wrong with it.
George, I recommend you try farming for a year or two. You probably want something else for free.
Sam, I just recommend you having to deal with the public for a little while.
Mr. Vincent, please.
I think this is a great step forward in the right direction.
Amen.
I know I talked with Mr. Baker a year ago about this issue, and I think this is a good thing. We're making it, as easy as possible for people when they go in the town to get their permit, to know they got to get a county permit, know how to do it, step-by-step walk through the process. I think it's a good thing, and it's going to benefit the citizens, make it easier on them. So it's great job, Eddie.
Yep.
You have a motion, Mr. Parker?
No, I don't need a motion. This is just a policy that we're working
for. Okay.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to make you aware of it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks,
good job.
See if
Mr. Izzo. Bulkheads.